Page 112. Listening Practice 6. Life Coaching. You are going to listen to a radio program about life coaching. Listen and choose the correct answers. Good evening. Today's guest on Getting to Know Yourself is Andrew Marks. Andrew has been a life coach for the past 10 years, and he's here to tell us about this interesting profession. Welcome to the show, Andrew.
I'm glad to be here, Brian.
Andrew, not everyone is familiar with life coaching. Could you tell us what it is?
Of course. Life coaching is a way to help people define and achieve their goals in life. It helps them reach a future place they want to be, a place that requires them to grow and improve as a person in order to get there. I must stress here that life coaching isn't about looking into someone's past or trying to rearrange their entire life. Instead, it involves moving forward in the right direction towards a specific goal.
So, how does life coaching work?
Well, let's say you have a certain goal, like changing your career or improving your relationship with a friend, but you don't know how to go about achieving it. That's where life coaching can help. You connect with a person, your life coach, who helps you set priorities and decide which actions are necessary to achieve your goal. You might also be asked to keep a journal so you can record your progress. Along the way, your coach will assist you by providing you with different options, new perspectives, and encouragement. The result is that you'll be able to accomplish more in life than you ever thought was possible.
And how often does someone need to meet with their coach?
Ah, that's the best part, Brian. You don't need to meet your coach face to face if you don't want to. You can interact with each other via email or by telephone. In fact, over 90% of all successful coaching is conducted over the telephone because it's both convenient and efficient. You see, by using the telephone, you're not limited to working with a coach who lives in your geographical area. Also, telephone sessions generally last only 30 to 60 minutes, while face-to-face coaching usually takes much longer.
Is life coaching successful? I mean, do most people eventually achieve their goals?
Well, Brian, the success or failure of life coaching depends on people choosing a coach who's right for them. When people choose a life coach, they must look for someone they can respect and trust completely. And the person they choose should also have the gift of coaching. That means that he or she will naturally care more about other people than about themselves. You can see this when they coach, because they'll focus completely on you and your goals. It's important to add, Brian, that successful coaching also depends on having the right attitude, like being open to new ideas and ways of doing things.
I see. Can you tell us how life coaching began?
Well, life coaching was first used to help motivate business people, especially those with high-level jobs. And that makes sense, since those jobs are very goal-oriented. Since then, life coaches have become more like personal trainers, the kind athletes have. Except that now, life coaching is for everyone. There's family coaching, parent coaching, and coaching for retired people. As you can see, anyone with a goal can benefit from it.
That's terrific, Andrew. Well, that's about all we've got time for. Thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure.